Just days before Election Day, a new WBUR poll out this morning shows movement in several races in swing state New Hampshire. After trailing Hillary Clinton throughout the campaign, Donald Trump now has a one-point lead in the poll in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire's U.S. Senate contest, the WBUR poll shows incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte with a six-point lead over Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan. Just 3 weeks ago, they were tied. The Senate candidates met last night for their final TV debate. Among those watching was Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle, who joins us this morning on Skype. Good morning, James, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Before we get to the debate, let's take a look at the WBUR poll. It shows Kelly Ayotte picking up 6 points in the past 3 weeks. Are there other dynamics in this race aside from whatever impact in the presidential race is having on the Senate race?
Boy, I don't think so. I think this is really driven by the top of the ticket. Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan have been stuck at a basically tied for well over a year now. But we are getting evidence now in this latest WBUR poll that the race may be shifting, and it may be shifting because of what's happening at the top of the ticket.
You know, it's interesting. Donald Trump picking up a little ground in the WBUR poll as Ayotte distances herself from Trump.
That's right. I mean, we thought the most significant moment in this U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire was the moment a few weeks ago when Kelly Ayotte officially divorced Donald Trump in light of the Access Hollywood tape. The reality is that the WBUR poll showed back then and others that it really didn't have that much of a significant impact when it came to either Republicans mad at her or Democrats or independent voters who say that they would like her. I think what we're finding now is an overall mood, however, has shifted in a way that Democrats are less enthused about their own candidates, and Republicans are, catching some momentum here.
All right, let's talk about the presidential race and the Senate debate last night. The presidential contest was a big part of the debate on WMUR-TV. Cybersecurity is, of course, a big concern in New Hampshire following the recent attack by hackers on a New Hampshire company. Here's Senator Ayotte pulling Hillary Clinton into that concern.
When you want to talk about cybersecurity, the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, that Governor Hassan has followed on so many issues and really have failed to call out on this issue, she set up a private server transferring classified information.
And here's Governor Hassan again asking why it took Ayotte so long to distance herself from Donald Trump.
She said on 35 different occasions that she supported him. She called him a role model for our children. And then when the political winds seemed to change, that's when she changed her position.
Do voters care about this stuff in New Hampshire, James Pendle?
Well, I mean, one thing we found in this WBUR poll is that they are paying attention and they are listening. They're listening to what has been a really bad week for Hillary Clinton. And that's one of the reasons I think you saw these poll numbers shift. They are definitely aware about increases in premiums and when it comes to Obamacare plans. They are definitely aware of the latest news from the FBI asking some big questions again about Hillary Clinton and her emails. They are listening. They are paying attention. And the key here is going to be independent voters. They make up the plurality of voters in New Hampshire, more than Republicans and Democrats. And as they begin to seriously tune into this race, that's where you're going to be watching where they're going to go. The number I keep staring at in the presidential race is Gary Johnson. He is in this WBUR poll at 10%. There's been a deep belief even among some Johnson strategists that the reason they have that number, that half of that, maybe 10% or so, are really undecided voters who really don't know what to do in the Trump-Clinton race. And once they make a decision, they will leave Johnson. If Johnson's really at 10%, that's a kind of a stunning statement about, particularly in this case, where Hillary Clinton's at. She's the one who's dropped, not Donald Trump, who's gone up.
Back to the U.S. Senate race. Is the lead for Ayotte insurmountable now?
If I were a Democratic voter, I would not absolutely freak out by seeing these numbers that show Ayotte with a pretty strong lead. She's had a strong lead in the past. I think we would want to watch for other polls that may come out in the coming days. And the one thing I would feel better about if I were a Democrat is the reality on the ground in New Hampshire, where Democrats have such a stronger get-out-the-vote operation. It's efficient. It's well thought out. It's got a lot of money behind it and a lot of people behind it. And the Republicans, partly because of the feelings about Donald Trump, they have not been able to organize themselves at all. And you have a bunch of campaigns running around trying to almost reinvent the wheel.
All right. So is the same true for Hillary Clinton? Is the ground game in New Hampshire key to her success or failure?
It is key, but also you have to couple that with how people feel about Donald Trump. If over the closing days, Donald Trump does not stay on message, if he makes another comment that sets people off and drives news coverage, people can walk away from him. But that may have nothing to do about down ballot races with Kelly Ayotte or the race for governor.
James Pendle, political reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks for the conversation this morning.
Thank you.